Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Just keep your soft ass out of the conversation.
It's a Football Friday playoff edition on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings on Park Row in Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
We're trying to learn about this Houston defense. We haven't played them. We haven't really watched them on film at all this year. So, not in our division, etc. So, this is a defense that might be it's definitely the fastest defense we've played this year. Might be the best. They got great players. They're really well coached. They have a scheme they believe in that works for them. Their personnel fits their scheme, and their scheme fits their personnel. And it's really obvious they've got a lot of confidence in that. But we know the challenge. Guys are excited, feel offensively. You know, it's a one-game season at this point in the playoffs. It always is. But we're trying to continue to get better.
That right there is offensive coordinator Greg Roman of the L.A. Chargers as they come into town. And you hear him talking about the defense and the speed. And, look, sometimes I think guys will blow smoke. I think it was Derwin James was talking about Dalton Schultz is somebody you got to really keep an eye on. I don't know about that. There's some stuff that Jim Harbaugh has said where it feels like it's a little over the top. Well, Greg Roman said, we've watched this defense. They do. They thrive with their speed. They play really, really fast. Now, Jalen Petrie's out, and that's a part of that and hurts them in that. But they do play really, really fast, and especially off the edges, Clint. And to me, when you look at this game, I know a lot of people are looking at Stroud Herbert. That's what you know, the quarterback matchups in this league, and Stroud Herbert. Hell, I'm looking at it too, right? I feel like coming into the year, these two guys were in a similar plane, I think. Many people thought they were on a similar level. I think maybe Herbert is maybe going past him a bit just when you look at this season. But I don't think this is what this is about. To me, I think both teams' strengths are their edge pass rushers. I think both teams' strengths, if you look at Bosa and Mack, I think that is the strongest thing. Also, Bud Dupree, the other guys they have there, I think that's the strongest thing that they do. I think the Texans' strongest thing that they do, Clint, as well, is their edge rushers. When you can, and really they can slide them all over the line. Like, I think the Chargers do it as well. With obviously the front line guys, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, which, by the way, a little bit surprised that neither one of those guys were first or second team all pro this year with their sack numbers. But they get those guys. And then you got Barnett, who has scored two touchdowns and have made impact plays, rushing a passer, and then Danico Autry, where you could do a lot with them. I think that's really where the game is to me. And I think it is a big – we were talking about halves earlier. I think it is a big have for the Texans. When we look at the front seven, especially those edge rushers, we look at the front seven, you bring in Aziz and you bring in Christian Harris, and you bring in Henry Toa Toa and Denzel Perryman for them and the other guys they have there. I think, Clint, the Texans' front seven has to be more effective in this game than the Chargers' front seven. I think that is a really big important thing because I think both of them are good. I think both of them usually impact the game when those teams' defenses play well. I think it is a big, big key that we are talking more Will Anderson, we're talking more Danielle Hunter, we're talking more Christian Harris, then we're talking Joey Bosa, and we're talking Khalil Mack and those guys in the front seven. To me, it's not really the quarterbacks as much in this game. Obviously, they impact it. But I think really that what this game will come down to is whose strength is better because their strengths are the same.
Yeah, look, I think it's the thing is you got one in one side of the football and the Texans, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, they're going against two really good tackles. They're going against a very established offensive-minded head coach and offensive coordinator that aren't going to let those defensive tackles, I mean, defensive ends that you have, just wear guys out and disrupt the entire offense. They're going to have answers. You better believe it. Greg Roman and Harbaugh, they're going to have answers if your guys are eating and getting home.
Yeah.
So, you know, I trust that and believe that. Now, you flip it on the other side, you got two really good edge players with the Chargers, and they're going against Blake Fisher, a rookie. You know, and an offensive coordinator that I'm not real sure what in the hell his adjustments are going to be, you know, in terms of protecting the edges. I mean, hopefully he's not going to use Dalton Schultz and Cade Stover. We saw how that worked against Minnesota. So, you know, I think there's the matchup in this game is our DNs versus their tackles. That's yep. That's the good on good, mano a mano, look out. I mean, you can sell tickets to watch this kind of thing. The flip side is, the Texans better have a game plan. The Texans better have a game plan to protect Blake Fisher. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, those two defensive ends, who can get home, who can disrupt more, who can create the more chaos, I would say that it's more likely that the Chargers guys are going to be able to do that than the Texans guys.
Yeah, we'll see. The Miami game was one in which Will and Danielle Hunter were just completely problems the entire game. And that's not the first time. We've seen that. Multiple times this year. They need to do that. They need to be problems in this game. Justin Herbert can move, but this isn't Lamar, right? I mean, this isn't like he just got an eject button where he could just completely run out. It's not even Josh, to be honest with you. So he can move a bit, but you should be able to affect him. All right, the Texans, they have their wild card game tomorrow, but there are some other ones. There's obviously other wild card games. The Texans start it.